It's good to be here with you all today. You know, a couple of years ago, Time magazine had a front cover that read, "Is Truth Dead?"
非常高兴呢，今天和大家在一起。几年前《时代周刊》呢就有一个封面，上面就写就真理是否死了。
They did this as a political statement, but decided to use an old design for the cover. 所以 the cover design they had used went back to 1966 when they used that cover to ask, "Is God dead?" I don't think they realized just how closely those two questions are related. In 1966, some people thought, maybe God is dead, since he doesn't matter or make any difference in my life.
那在1966年的时候呢，有些人认为上帝也许已经死了，因为他们对我们的生活没有任何的影响。
Actually, the question was asked by a German philosopher many years before that, back in 1882.
那事实上这个问题其实在早在1882年时候一个德国的哲学家问过。
Now the question, "Is truth dead?" has become a relevant subject as many people deny real truth.
那现在这个问题就是由于很多人否认真正的真理，那真理是否死了就成为一个比较相关的命题。
It's replaced by individual opinions, and many people will deny today that truth really exists anymore.
那这个就是他就是被有一些个人的观点就所取代了，他们其实就是认为绝对的真理是不存在的。
So it's really become increasingly difficult for many people to define what is truth.
所以许多人就是越来越难以界定什么是真理。
Now I believe if we could say that God is dead, we would have to say, then it follows truth is dead.
那我个人相信就是如果我们说上帝死了，那我们就不得不说真理已经死了。
So we know God will always exist, so you can be assured that truth is not now or ever will be dead.
但我们知道上帝将永远存在，所以我们确信真理现在没有死将来也不会。
So today, as we look at speaking the truth in love, we hope that that will enable us to better understand what truth is.
那今天的主题是虽然讲这个爱的真谛爱的真理，那这样可以帮助我们更好的理解真理是什么。
As we looked at Ephesians, the first six verses previously, we could see that all Christians have a calling.
以前我们就是在一起研读过以弗所书的第四章一到六节，那我们从那里知道就是所有的基督徒都有一个从来自上帝的这个召唤。
And those verses show that the main calling for Christians is to live in unity with each other.
那些就是以弗所书那些经句就告诉我们，就是对基督徒的这个主要的召唤呢，其实要就是我们在主里面彼此团结。
So today in these verses, chapter 4, 7 through 16, that will further explain how that calling can be carried out in this church.
那我们今天接下来看第四以弗所书第四章七到十六节的时候呢，我们可以学到就是上帝的这些召唤将如何在教会中实现。
One thing we'll see is that It isn't that Jesus wants us to, that he wants to see everyone in the church think alike or act alike.
那我们将会看到就是他并不希望就是我们每一个人在教会里所行所想不完全一样。
That's why in verse 7, Paul is going to continue with, however.
那也是就是为什么保罗在第七节继续就是用这个然这个词。
That word is there to change the direction of any misunderstanding we might have about unity.
那在这里用这个词就是来就是对我们可能在对的这个合一一词上的误解有一些的改变。
It's also going to take away any excuse that we don't have the ability to live up to our calling.
那他将也会把我们就是没有能力坚持这一召唤的任何借口拿掉。
Let's pray, and then we'll read together Ephesians 4, 7 through 16.
让我们一起祷告，然后一起读以弗所书的第四章第七节到十六节。
Father, we pray together that whenever we open your word, that we realize it is you speaking to us through Paul or through whoever gives the message here, that we want to hear what you have to say about our lives. And so I pray that you open not just our physical ears, but our spiritual ears to hear what you have for us and to help us understand what it means in our life and what it means in the life of this body of Christ. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. So as we look at Ephesians 7, excuse me, Ephesians 4, 7 through 16, it says, however, he has given each one of us a special gift through the generosity of Christ. That is why the scripture says, when he ascended to the heights, he led a crowd of captives and gave gifts to his people. Notice that it says he ascended. This clearly means that Christ also descended to our lowly world. And the same one who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens, so that he might fill the entire universe with himself. Now these are the gifts Christ gave to the church, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, and the pastors and teachers. Their responsibility is to equip God's people to do his work and build up the church, the body of Christ. This will continue until we all come to such unity in our faith and knowledge of God's Son that we will be mature in the Lord, measuring up to the full and complete standard of Christ. Then we will no longer be immature like children. We won't be tossed and blown about by every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever they sound like the truth. Instead, we will speak the truth in love, growing in every way more and more like Christ, who is the head of his body, the church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love.
以弗所书第四章七节到十六节，我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量。 给个人的恩赐，所以经上说，他上升上高天的时候，掠夺了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。既说升天，岂不是先降在地上吗？地下吗？那降下的就是让身之天之上要充满万有的。他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。 我要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体，只等到我们众人在真道上同日归一。 认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子了，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连日软守基督，全身都靠他的联络得合适，百节隔岸各职，照着个体的供应彼此相助，使教身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Now I'm hoping today that these verses will get you stirred up and more into thinking about your calling.
那我希望今天这段经句能够让大家就是兴奋起来，就是更加来回应那来自神的召唤。
As we take God's calling serious, we will see the part of the church grows stronger and stronger all the time.
那当我们严肃对待上帝的这一召唤的时候，我们将会看到教会变得越来越强大。
Now these verses 7 through 10 teach, though united as one body under one Lord, we're each unique in certain ways.
刚才的以弗所书的第四章七到十节是教导我们，就是尽管我们团结在主的里面，那我们每个人还是人将独特的存在。
Each person in the body of Christ has been given a special gift when they became a Christian.
那每个人当他们成为基督徒的时候呢，他们成为基督身体的一部分，他们都会得到特别的恩赐。
Now some translations replace the word gift with grace.Which simply means an undeserved gift.
那在有些翻译中啊，引恩典代替了恩赐这个词，这仅仅意味着就是这是一份我们不该得的恩赐。
This gift from God is there, or even though you don't deserve it, or whether you realize it or not.
其实呢，上帝的赐予的这份恩赐就在那里，即使你不配得，或者是你，意识到也或者是没有意识到它是存在，但它一直在那里。
Now there are times when believers will say, "If I have a gift, it doesn't really compare very well to the other gifts that I see in the body."
那有时候我们信徒们就这么说啊，即使我有这么的一份恩赐，但它和肢体里面其他人的恩赐相比呢，并不是那么的好。
In 1 Corinthians 12, and we don't have to turn there, but Paul says.Every part of the body is of equal need.
在哥林多前书第十二章十八到二十一节，保罗是这么说的，其实就是身体、肢体里面每一部分都是同等重要的。
God has given each Christian the ability to live as they should by the grace of the Holy Spirit.
因为神赐予每一个基督徒以圣灵的恩典生活的能力。
Now verses 9 and 10 mention.That the same Jesus that came to dwell as a man went back up to heaven.
那以弗所书第四章九到十节提到，就是当一个人去天堂的时候，那个同样一个的耶稣也会来到天堂。
And he sent his gifts to the church through the Holy Spirit, just as he promised he would.
那他就是通过圣灵将这些恩赐送到他的教会，正如他所承诺的。
These gifts qualify this body of believers to carry out ministry needed to build up this body of Christ.
那这些恩赐的，让他的信徒们呢，有能力执行那个建立神灵肢体所需要的任务。
Now, verse 11 mentions specific gifts to the church: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
以弗所书第四章的十一节具体提到了改教会使徒先知传道者牧师教师各个人的这种恩赐。
Of course, this isn't a complete list of gifts to the church. As elsewhere in the Bible, it mentions many other gifts.
那和圣经的其他地方所提到的改教会的各个恩赐一样这不完全就是一份完全的名单。
Well, let's take a minute to look at these specific gifts.
那我们花一点的时间来看看这些所得定特定的这个恩赐。
Apostles is a title reserved for those that walked with Jesus and witnessed his resurrection.
那使徒就是为那些与耶稣一起行走的人保留的一个就头衔他们亲眼目睹他的复活。
Of course, this included Paul as he actually met Jesus on the road to Damascus.
在这场有包括保罗他在去大马士革的路上遇见了复活的耶稣。
So they were also considered teachers by their authority, by their writings, and by their examples of living.
通过他们的这些就是权威啊、著作啊，以及他们生活的例子啊，我们他们都被认为就是老师。
In fact, they were actually the most important teachers till the New Testament was complete.
使徒呢是被认为是这个被最重要的教师，直到新约完成。
Now most Bible teachers agree that there are no apostles after the 13 that are mentioned in the New Testament.
那大多数的这个教圣经的老师都同意，就是在新约中提到的13个使徒之后就没有真正的使徒。
As for the gift of prophets in the New Testament church, it was a little different than the Old Testament prophets.
那先知在新约圣经里提到的这个教会的恩赐呢，与旧约先知里面稍微有一点不同。
The prophets were inspired to speak from God's word for a particular time as it was needed.
从先知的话语中我们可以看到，就是先知为神说话的这个圣灵是只是在特定的时候的需要。
Okay, for the gift of evangelist, it's really a minister of the gospel who isn't necessarily located in one place like this.
传教士的这个恩赐是传递福音他们并不需要只在一个地方。
So evangelists then and today will travel more like missionaries to preach the gospel.
他可以就是说像他们以前做的或者是今天做的，他们就是更多的就是去旅行啊，然后传就更多的福音。
Now we get to the pastor. It really means shepherd. As it was applied to Jesus as the great shepherd.
那叫牧师这些头衔呢，其实他就是一个牧羊人他是用在耶稣的身上的话，应该是就是比较伟大的这个牧羊人，最伟大的。
Now today pastors are considered under shepherds to watch over and care for the people in the church.
那今天牧师常常被问为就是看护照顾在教堂里的人。
Another title for pastor is elder, and elders were called to be able to teach. We can see that in 1 Timothy 3:2.
还有一些人就称了牧师，就是另外的一个头衔就是长老他们就像在提摩太前书第3章爱节里提到的那样，就是教导会众。
So in verse 12, we see pastors are responsible to equip Christians by guiding and instructing them in God's word.
那以弗所说4章12节里面提到，就是牧师是负责在神的话语中指导和教导基督徒，以装备他们。
So of those four gifts, today's evangelists and pastors are most responsible for equipping God's people to do His work.
那就是传教士和牧师的主要职责就是装备基督徒做神的事工。
And since all Christians have been given spiritual gifts, their calling is to build up the church.
那因为所有基督徒都得到了从圣灵来的恩赐，对他们的招呼就是要建立教会。
So no matter how gifted and dedicated your pastor, Pastor Gary, is, all Christians are really needed for full ministry.
那无论你的牧师我们 Pastor Gary 我们赵牧师都没有就是天父都没有奉献的精神其实的所有的基督徒都应该就是围绕在他的领导下全力以赴侍奉。
I think sometimes Christians often feel like or think the message they hear on Sunday is mainly for them personally.
其实有时候就是基督徒就是认为他们在星期天崇拜所听到的一些信息只是为了帮助他们个人。
But many times the message is to reach unbelievers and to equip believers to build up the church.
其实很多时候这些信息是讲给慕道友以及我们的信徒、啊、让他们都来一起来建立教会。
And so even as you speak to others outside the church or in the church about the gospel, it builds up the church.
当你 在教会以外或者在、教会、你、教会之类的地方对其他人讲福音的时候，你就在可以，你就可以建立教会。
Maybe it's in the encouragement for somebody outside the church to visit the church to see what it's all about.
那你可以鼓励别人来教会呀、啊，来看看我们教会到底是什么样的。哎、这其实就是你在建立我们的教会。
So in verse 13, we see that building up the church, it's an ongoing process, continuing. Until we reach certain goals.
那以弗所书的第四章的十三节，我们可以看到，教会建立是一个持续的过程，直到我们达到信仰里面的统一。
These goals are unity of faith, unity of the knowledge of the Son of God, and maturity in Jesus.
那包括信仰里面的统一，然后就是对神子认知的统一。还有在耶稣基督的成长。
It is the diversity of gifts given to Christians that is to bring about this unity and maturity.
在给基督徒各样的恩赐的时候呢，其实就是有将会带来我们在信仰里面的这个统一然后我们在信仰里面的成长。
For maturity to the full standard of Jesus, pastors must teach the word centered on Jesus.
为了让我们就是在耶稣基督里面长得像他的样式呢，牧师必须就是教导以耶稣基督为中心。
And your pastor knows that.
我们的牧师知道的。
We're not living up to a standard. That's not what it's about.We're to be centered on who Jesus is and what he has done on the cross to redeem us.
我们并是为了达到某一个的标准，这也不是我们要讨论的，今天要讨论的，而是就是怎样去认识耶稣基督是谁认识他死在怎么样
This includes
在十字架上，然后就是为我们赎罪。
This involves not only a unity of faith, but also a unity of the knowledge of the Son of God.
那就是这不仅仅是包括就是信仰上的统一，而且是涉及到对神子认知的统一。
So this knowledge really includes knowing Christ personally and understanding all he did and taught.
这些认知呢，包括我们亲自去认识耶稣基督，也让我们更理解他所做的，他所教导的一切。
It's that faith and knowledge together that brings about maturity in Christ.
所以就是把这些信仰和认知放在一起的话，可以让我们就是更多帮助我们在耶稣基督里的成长。
And as that maturity comes, we should see ourselves growing more and more in the likeness of Christ.
那当我们就是在耶稣基督里成长的时候呢，我们可以看到我们自己越来越像，长得像他。
A book called The Knowledge of the Holy makes the point that the knowledge of God is critical.
有一本这样的书叫做认识至圣者这本书告诉我们就是对上帝的认知至关重要。
I can put this book in the library if anybody would like to read it.
我可以把这本书放在我们的图书馆，如果你愿意读的话。
It's central to the health and maturity of individual Christians as the whole body of Christ.
那它对于就是我们每一个基督徒还有整个耶稣基督的这个肢体的成长和成长至关重要。
So all too often, Christians, believers get settled into being a religious person.Among religious people.
那很多时候呢，我们信徒们就是把我们自己就是定位于在宗教人士中的一员。
In doing this, they lose their daily amazement of how wonderful and holy Jesus is.
那这样他们这样做的时候呢，他们其实啊，就是没有办法每天就享受那从神来的这个美妙和圣洁。
Again, this book would say, what comes to your mind when you think about God is the most important thing in your life.
当我们思想神的时候，我们想到的是我们生命中最重要的东西。
So this maturing in a deeper knowledge of Jesus is a lifelong process.
对耶稣基督有更深刻的认识，其实是一个就是终身成长的一个过程。
This process won't be complete until we see Jesus face to face, and won't that be glorious?
那这个过程呢，不会就是直到我们看到耶稣基督面的那一天才会完成哦。难道不光荣吗？不荣耀吗
？Romans 8:29 tells us God's desire is for every believer to be transformed to be like Jesus.
罗马书第八章二十九节告诉我们，神的愿望是让我们每一个信徒都能够长到像耶稣基督那样。
As it says, for God knew his people in advance, and he chose them to become like his son, so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
罗马书第八章的二十九节，因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。这个不是的，这是的。
Okay. Now, verse 14 brings up this issue. Most Christians would think they're not likely to be tricked by any false teaching.
以弗所书第四章十四节提到一个这样的问题，就是大多数基督徒认为他们不太可能被那些错误的教导所欺骗。
But we should realize that we're showered every day with ideas that sound like truth, but they're not.
那我们必须意识到，是我们每天所接触的各种看似真理的想法，但其实他们并不是。
They're actually ideas to draw us away from God, who is the only source of truth in the universe.
那这些想法呢，只会把我们从上帝身边带走。其实上帝他是宇宙中唯一的真理之源。
Now, I'm talking about out in the world, outside of this congregation. Okay. So even when we think we have a biblical worldview, we may be misled in certain spiritual teachings.
当我们认为我们自己有圣经的这个世界观的时候，我们还是有可能被我们还是有可能在圣灵教导中偏离。
So Paul uses a comparison to children, and bless their hearts, they have many good qualities.
那保罗在这里就是经常用儿童做比较，当然了，孩子们其实有很多好的品质。
But it's good when children mature, since they're so easily, too easily influenced by others.
那其实在孩子们成长的时候呢，就是当孩子们成长的时候呢，这是一个非常好的事情，但往往呢，他们容易受到别人的影响。
So Paul mentions Christians being tossed and blown around by these false teachings.
那保罗在这里提到，就是基督徒经常会被每一种新的教导所抛弃，或者是偏离。
And this really may refer to the fact that many Christians have no strong beliefs that they're really settled in.
那这可能就是指的一个事实，那个事实就是不成熟的基督徒呢，对他们所信的并不坚定。
One way for Christians to be settled in truth is by listening carefully to good biblical teaching.
基督徒要坚定信仰的一个办法就是仔细聆听好圣经教导。
They should also personally examine the Bible so that they confirm God's truth that's found in the Bible.
他们要自己去阅读查阅圣经以确认圣经里的 你却用圣经里所说的神的真理。
So Paul in Acts 17:11, he actually commends a group of Christians known as the Bereans.
在使徒行传第十七章十一节，保罗曾经赞扬那一群被称为贝勒安人的基督徒。
And he says the people of Berea were more open-minded than those in Thessalonica. As they listened eagerly to Paul's message, they searched the scriptures day after day to see if Paul and Silas were teaching the truth.
那这个地方的人呢，他们是先入帖撒罗尼迦的人，甘心领受这道，天天考察圣经，要晓得这道是不是是不是。
Not in there, but I would say, speaking for Pastor Gary, he would no way consider that disrespectful. So as we learn the truth, we should stick to it and not be distracted by what we hear outside in the world.
当我们学习真理时，我们应该坚持下去，而不是被我们在世俗世界里所听到的所带偏。
So this is why in verse 15, we see that a good way not to get caught up in false teaching is to speak the truth in love.
那这就是为什么在以弗所书第四章第十五节中，我们可以看到一个不被错误教导所困的好办法，就是要去宣讲神的真理。
Now, the word Greek word used for speaking here carries with it more than just words.It's used to talk about speak and act truthfully.
这里用的这个就是这样讲的爱字的，其实不单单是讲你说的话，而是就是真实的还包括你这个行动。
Truth should be spoken and lived out simply and in love, not with indifference or any kind of superiority.
真理是应该就是被宣讲的然后通过在生活中很自然的流露出来这完全是出于一种爱，而不是就是冷漠或者是就是优越感。
And the context here is really about truth about God the Father and about Jesus.
那这里讲的是关于上帝以及他的这个儿子的真理。
It's also for equippers and for those being equipped.To live with the aim of building up the body of Christ.
那这是真理，其实就是为那些已经装备了的，还有那些正在装备的人，为的就是建立教会。
So this means speaking and living biblical truth, spiritual truth, truth about life as God sees it.
那这就意味着我们在宣讲和执行圣经真理，然后圣灵真理以及神所喜悦的生命的真理的时候。
So the truth isn't meant to be used as a club to beat people into acceptance, but it must be presented in love.
真理不是用来就是逼迫人家接受所使用的这个棒子，而是必须就是用爱来呈现。
So it should be for the desire to do something good for someone else.
所以就是应该是出于这个真诚的愿望为别人做善事。
So what it doesn't mean, men, is to tell your wife she's getting fat, but you still love her.
这并不就是对我们男人来说，这并不意味着你要告诉你的妻子她越来越胖了，但你还是爱她。
So to men, speaking the truth to one another in love relies on Christ as the source of making the body grow. 94.
在用爱心说城市化的就是依靠耶稣基督，然后作为这个肢体成长的这个源泉。
So really, there is no Christian maturity or Christian ministry without love.
那如果没有这个爱的话，就没有耶稣基督徒的成长，或者是真正的这个基督的事工。
I think we'd all admit that we're built up when we hear about answered prayer or good things that Christ is doing in our lives.
当我们就是听到上帝在别人的生活中啊所成就的祷告和做的好事的时候，我们其实就建立了起来。
So we too need to speak out the good things that God is doing in each of our lives.
所以我们就需要在讲神的时候，在我们生要宣讲神在我们生活中所做的一些好事。
It's a good opportunity for us to be different than the world.
这也是我们就是怎么样跟世俗世界保持不一样的一个机会。
In fact, when believers unite and show love for one another, they provide a good example for the world.
那当我们每个信徒人信徒团结起来啊，然后表现出对彼此的爱的时候，我们就为这个世界树立了一个榜样。
So Paul knew then, and I know now, that many Christians find it hard to speak about their faith.
那保罗那个时候其实就知道，我现在也知道，就是现在许多的基督徒啊，就很难谈论他们的信仰。
That's why he's writing this letter, and why I feel led to pass it on to you.
这也是当时为什么保罗要写这封信的原因，也是我今天要把这个信息传递给你们的原因。
So speaking the truth isn't only talking about good times, but also when we're having struggles.
那用爱心说实话呀，不仅仅只是谈论就是一些美好的时光其实当你在处在困境的时候也要这样的。
Unfortunately, Christians can also come under this unwritten rule that you should always be cheerful in church.
有时候基督徒就很容易接受那种不成文的就是规定呢，就是说在教会里你必须就是保持很快乐，非常的快乐。
The rule says, keep your struggles to yourself, but church isn't a museum for perfect people.
那这条不成文的规定，他就说要把你人生的一些不如意留给自己，但其实呢，在教会里我们不完全是就是完人。
Church is really a hospital for sinners who reach out in love to each other to speak about the gospel.
教会其实就是一个罪人的医院，因为在那里呢，他可以那些在爱中向他人讲宣讲福音的罪人。
Now, the well-equipped church has members that are mature in their thinking and living.
对一些就是装备精良的教会，他们的这些这会众在思想上在生活上都非常的成熟。
So they talk about the good news of the gospel during the good times and the struggles.
那无论是在困境中还是在顺境中，他们都宣讲神的福音。
Church growth isn't for modern plans, but members using spiritual gifts in close contact with each other.
那教会的这个成长并不是就是现今才有的，而是就哦，而是通过就是每个会众的这个邻里恩赐彼此密切交通所建立起来的。
And really, the power for this growth is not in the gifts; it's actually in the giver.
教会成长这个真正的力量不是神所赐予的恩典当中，而是在恩赐的这个赐予者。我们的主。
So, we may ask ourselves, are we helping others in this group of believers to grow?
在这个时候呢，我们可以就是每个人都要问一下自己，我们是否有帮助过其他的弟兄姐妹成长。
And maybe the better question is, do we have a desire to help each other grow?
那一个更好的问题就是，我们有没有这种渴望去帮助他人成长呢？
That seems to be God's view of things. Do you have the motivation?
那从那上帝的观点来说看的话，你们有这个有没有个这个动力去帮助他人成长？
I think you'd have to admit many times we don't see how we're helping others grow, but that doesn't mean that we aren't.
我就是很多时候呢，我们并没有看到就是我们在如何帮助别人成长的时候呢。这并不意味就是我们没有。
I believe that everything that you dedicate to the Lord, He will use for His glory.
我是相信就是你把你自己献给主的时候呢，他会用你做他的。
Even if it's a very small thing, He can use it for great things. So I will caution you.
所以这对你个人来说其实很小的一件事情啊，对主来说他都可以用来做更伟大的事情，所以我要告诫你们的是。
So if you say, yes, I'm a Christian, but I don't think God has given me a gift to use in the body.
如果你说我是基督徒，但我不认为上帝给了我一个用来建造肢体的恩赐的。
You're denying what the Bible says in these verses today.
那你就否认了我们今天所查考的这个圣经啊。
And actually many places, other places in the Bible as well.
啊，以及圣经其他地方所教导的。
And I know you wouldn't do that.
嗯，我知道你不太可能这样想。
Now someone asked a famous scholar of the Bible one time, what is the most profound truth?You know in the Bible.
有人曾经就问一位比较著名的这个圣经学者他所知道的最深刻的真理是什么。
And his reply was, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
他的回答是耶稣爱我，我知道这是圣经告诉我的。
That is a profound truth.
这是最真的真理。
So I'll leave you today with a couple of closing verses from two apostles other than Paul.
那今天我们将那用两节两个使徒所留的这两节今日做今天的结语。
First Peter 4:10. As each of you has received a gift, use it to serve one another.As good stewards of God's varied grace.
第一个就是彼得前书的第四章的第十节，个人要照所得的恩赐彼此服侍，做神百般恩赐的好管家。
And finally, from 2 John 1:3, it should be on your bulletin. Grace, mercy, and peace, which comes from God the Father and from Jesus Christ.The Son of the Father will continue to be with us who live in truth and love.
最后一个就是在约翰二书的第一章的第三节，恩典、怜悯、平安，从父神和他儿子耶稣基督，在真理和爱心上必常与我们同在。
Let's pray.
好，让我们祷告。
Father, we hear your word, we read your word, we know of your truth. Now help us to live out your truth. Help us to be anxious to speak to the others here and elsewhere about your truth and about your love. Give you thanks that it's something you have given us the ability to do, and I pray that we will use that ability to build upthis local body and the entire body of Christ. We give you thanks that you haven't left us alone, that you sent these gifts to us, and that you welcome us into the ministry that you have for us and our callings. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.